Several special guests will be in the audience tonight when President Trump gives his speech to Congress. Three of them will be relatives of people who've been killed by undocumented immigrants. The family members were invited by the White House to underscore the president's immigration crackdown. But some Democrats in the audience are bringing their own guests. New York Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, for example, invited Hamid Darwish to the speech. He's an Iraqi who worked as an interpreter for U.S. military forces and one of the first people detained at JFK Airport after President Trump issued his travel ban last month. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Congresswoman, why did you invite Mr. Darwish to tonight's event?
Well, I thought it was very important to take this opportunity to send a message to our nation. And it's what Hamid Darwish represents is a message of hope and the fact that we could say that America is great because of people like Hamid. He took great risks and made great sacrifices to help our nation and to work with the U.S. government.
I mean, the president will likely call out his guests tonight during the address. The TV cameras will show us their faces. You and your guest, Hamid Darwish, will probably not get the same attention. Does that mean it's got kind of less impact?
No. We're going to be holding a press conference to show to the public the human face of the negative impact of the executive order and how it divides America. So we're using this opportunity to say, Mr. President, here you have an opportunity to unite the country and put an end to the divisive, angry rhetoric that we have heard from him since his inauguration.
So Hamid Darwish, as the guest of Nydia Velazquez, the congresswoman tonight, I want to hear your story. How is it that you came to assist U.S. forces when they were in Iraq? What did you do?
At the very beginning of 2003, troops came, leaded by the U.S. Army. I joined the Army as an interpreter, and I worked with them for a while. And I continued working for the U.S. government till 2012.
And that work that you provided to the government, that afforded you this special visa to move to the U.S., correct?
Yes, the United States government, they created this opportunity to the people who work for the U.S. government, and they don't feel safe in their country, they can move to the United States. They can resettlement here. So I use this program. I apply for it. I do the interviews, all paperwork, all the requirements. And finally, I get the special immigration visa to the United States.
And yet when you came here, you were detained at JFK Airport. What were you thinking when you were detained that day at JFK?
I surprised when they stopped me because I have a special immigration visa from the United States government. And until now, I have a lot of people I know, even friends, they still continue working with the U.S. government. They continue calling me, what's going on, why are they doing that, are we in trouble if we come in there? So I think this thing is not a very good thing.
What are you hoping to hear from President Trump tonight?
I like to hear that people have opportunity to came to the United States. They are welcome, and they appreciate for what they're doing.
Congresswoman Velazquez, what do you want to hear from the president tonight? What are you realistically expecting?
I would like to hear from him a vision for America that unites all Americans, a vision for protecting our country that recognizes that the national security of our nation depends on the collaboration of other countries, including Muslim countries, that by issuing policies that are ill-advised, ill-conceived, are mean-spirited, that really undermines the national security of our country. So this is an opportunity for him to change course and extend a hand to members of Congress of both parties. And we will not resolve the issue of immigration if we don't work in a bipartisan way. We cannot do that. That will be kicking the can down the slope without any concrete resolution.
Hamid, I know you're in the country now, but what are you doing? How are you staying occupied?
I plan to start new life here for me and my family.
How does your family like the United States so far?
They're They are doing good. They are doing good. As you know, America is a great country and great people. Everybody likes to help and support.
Hamid Darwish from Iraq, former interpreter for the U.S. Army there, and Representative Nydia Velazquez, Democrat from New York. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.